Captain Beck America Radio.
Tell your friends about this.
Tell your friends up in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree.
It's time for What Football Talk.
Trouble gets away. Mahomes racing with the bad ankle and all. It's out of the
right
20.
Now carrying his little briefcase with his little...
Out in the streets?
Yep, with his little briefcase and his cutoff hoodie. His hoodie was cut off sleeves. The poor little sleeves are lost in the cutter. Go home. A little puppy. And that's how Bill Belichick's career is.
Parsons on the move. And Micah Parsons is in.
He's that fool.
Hey, tell me you didn't grow up in the projects without telling me.
I grew up with a Jason, though.
Let's go. Hutchinson has it. And he's to the 20-yard line. Aiden Hutchinson with a tackle.
I hope it fucks your life up. I hope you fail. I hope you fall flat on your face. I'm like, these are my friends. This is us.
Ball comes out of his hand toward the end zone.
I personally cannot twerk. I used to be able to twerk until I took a twerking injury. Tried to do the whole wall twerk upside down. Took an injury. I've never twerked the same again.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Moving on.
All right, Champagne Poppy.
Good evening, America. Americanos.
Motherfuckers. Sexy bitches. What up? What up?
I'm under the underlining impression of I don't have to fuck you to like it. It's not like
what?
I don't know.
Interesting.
I mean, I'll tell you this. I don't have to like you to fuck you either.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Champagne Poppy.
You know, it's Friday. Feeling it. Usually we do the show on the Saturday morning after I'm like, sure.
Yeah, we can't do it this Saturday because it's, you know, May the 4th.
Well, I have a show tomorrow. I still have a show.
Well, you know, I'm a Star Wars nerd, so it's a religious holiday, so.
You know I'm a workaholic. We are.
Facts.
So I'm like, so we are.
I work
6 days a week, actually. Most people don't know that about me. But one of those days is like a part-time half day kind of thing. So that helps, I guess. I mean,
just a little bit.
Here's what also helps. It's time to get straight into breaking news. Breaking news: Pat Beverly chucked the ball at a fan in the stands, and then chucked it again.
Oh,
after he got it back. Afterwards,
I mean, you know,
he admonished a ESPN female producer and reporter. I want to make that point that it was a woman that he tore into. And, are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? And, not only did he tear into a poor gal, you know why? He said, because she doesn't watch, or she doesn't listen to his podcast. So,
wow.
The producers of our show have responded to Pat Beverly, actually. Because you knew they would. Would you like to hear the show's response from Blunt Football Talk?
I'm pretty sure I already know it, but you go ahead. Let's hear the show's response.
Well, I mean, to say you know it, I'm thinking you got to have a real love for the verbatim here, okay? That's what this is really about. It's really about the verbatims, right? Because that's where it really matters. So on our show, I'm really tired. Oh, my God. Okay, I just lost my spot. I'm not going out of here. I hate when half-naked girls like try to hit the show because I'm like, bro, we don't like you. We have spouse. Okay, I mean, I'm like, podcast P probably likes you.
Wait, hold on. Wait. There's half-naked girls and I'm not seeing this? What the fuck?
You should
That's
really
wrong. They need to go home and do the things that they need to do.
You should really hit it. So our show's response to Pat Beverly's illegitimate behavior towards female reporters is this. Pat Beverly needs to learn that we don't need to be a fan of your show or podcast in order to cover you. As a matter of fact, The fact that many of us, including this show, aren't fans of your podcast is how we can cover you objectively. Like when you get knocked out of the playoffs by your opponent, and then you act like a quaffle and throw a ball into the stands twice because you're getting heckled by a 12-year-old. And then furthermore, I'm pretty sure the second ball actually hit the wrong person anyway. So, you know, it's probably why you lost your freaking, you know, series, because you can't even put the ball where you're supposed to. Holler. Don't get me started, bro. I'll get you. Bro, tell him. Hit him. It's Friday night. I do stand-up on Friday. I'm telling you, I'll get you, dog. Next one. Let's dial it in a little bit. Let's bring the music down a notch. Because I got to tell you.
Since we're talking about Indiana.
Uh-huh.
You know what happens tonight, my guy?
Yes. The debut of Caitlin Clark. I think it's preseason debut, right? Yeah, preseason debut.
Yes, it is preseason debut, yes. But she's debuting now.
Because they won!
It's because Indiana won.
Yeah, so let me give you this other piece of that. Shout out to Caitlin, of course. I think that, would you like my basketball take on it? Like, dude, I actually played ball through high school. I understand the game quite well, actually. Would you like my take on it? The thing that we were used to seeing in college, women's college basketball, I don't know if you watch, but you know I do. I think the thing that we were seeing in women's college basketball when it came to Iowa is that a lot of the time you saw that ball literally be delivered, you know, through Kate. The game ran through Caitlin Clark. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, at the point with the three, the game runs through Caitlin Clark, okay? Then you're going to see now that she's on a team that has some really decent ballers on this team that Caitlin's going to, right? So the game doesn't have to run through her anymore. The game can run through some more, some more veteran players, and the ball can be dished out to Caitlin for the three, which she is beyond spectacular at shooting, right? So that's my take on Caitlin's role going into the Fever as a rookie is, guys, you don't have to expect her to do everything now because she doesn't have to do everything anymore.
That's all. What the fuck is going on? Where's the applause?
Huh? Oh!
There's no applause. Was
yeah, the producer. Producers? Why is there silence today? Why is the crowd silenced today?
And we're not putting the gun at him?
Oh. It's broken again.
Are they not here?
No, it's broken. It's the microphone in the crowd room is broken.
Cool. That's great.
It's more broken than a Trump supporter's soul after this week in court. But anyway, sorry. For those of you that don't know, on another show, I happen to be a trial and crime reporter. So I get to make seriously horrible politically related jokes like that every once in a while. And that was fun. Anyway, but all jokes aside, this is a sports
it's
show.
Totally relevant.
Have you known me to do any form of comedic stand-up and or joke and it not be at least somewhat relevant to the times? That's what I do.
Yeah.
I like to keep my meat fresh for people, you know? We're throwing you old scallywag jokes from Chris Rock in 1999. I'm not a dick.
No, it's just the Eddie Murphy ones from
1989.
No, I'm going to Google Gus.
Come on, that was funny. That was my eyes straight to Chris Rock.
Go to Google Gus.
And for those of you that get racially charged over every little thing, we're both biracial guys. So, yeah, we grew up on Chris Rock, so it's not even wrong when we do it.
Eddie Murphy.
The executive vice president of the company just poked her head in and shook her head. No, we're not allowed to do the N-word again, even when impersonating Chris Rock, apparently. You know, replace it. That's not much to ask with what we really do say and get away with here. One word isn't a lot. It cuts you off, by the way. It's a negative word. It's not a good word. But in the hood, it's a hood word. I don't know why I don't hear you, but I don't. My friend.
It's doing it for crazy this year. But it's, to the non-malinated people, it's a very bad word.
To the non-melanated people? Wait, I said the wrong word. Melatonin's what makes you sleep, isn't it?
Yes. Melanin is the
just the pigment of the skin there that, you know,
and this is
the sun's light without getting cancer.
Did you like that one? That was a pigment of your imagination.
Oh, good God.
Like that one. Was that bad?
Boo this man.
Boo! I'll do it because the crowd microphone's not working. Like, I don't... Have you noticed that, like, each week it just varies whether it works or not? Like, Chris and I... Yeah. No, you and I have it last week, or did Chris and I have it last week? Because the microphone in the I call it the fan mic. The fan mic worked last night, and now it didn't work. And I think it was Chris, not you, that it just worked one show, and we were like, holy shit, the microphone's working again.
Wait, what?
Hey.
So, like...
Fan cam.
Recreation of...
Well, anyway.
Of the up house. Are you fucking serious?
Okay. Yeah. That's well, anyway. Okay. Don't worry about that.
What the fuck? No.
Yeah. They tried to call... They said, do you want to stay in the house from up? And I said, well, technically speaking, if it's a recreation, then you already know that's not the house from up, and that's a dick move. And that's how you do it, Dick.
First of all, to begin with, you already know it's not the house from up, because up was animated.
Right. So...
So anyway, back to what you were saying, sir.
Ever be? I don't know. I don't want anyone to have that.
Okay, then nobody else will have it. What can't they have?
They can't have whatever they want, or they can have whatever they want. You know, I could care less. Take it, leave it, believe it. We got to get on with the news, so let's skeet it. All right, so check it out. Here's the next one. The Dallas police will not pursue sexual assault charges against Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott from a 2017 allegation determined that there was, and I quote, insufficient evidence, according to the Dallas police. Because, and we talked about this, like, without side taking, right? Without even side taking, I believe without side taking, you have to just go, if you wait 7 years, this isn't a murder where you know where the body is. There's no evidence. It's hearsay. That's a tough case to prove, even if it is true. Let me just get that out of the way. Before I quote Prescott's lawyers in saying, this case arises out of a brilliant attempt by the woman and her legal team to extort plaintiff Dak Prescott by weaponizing patently false yet heinous sexual assault allegations with no basis in reality. That's their counter lawsuit, by the way, because he's suing her now. And if you're talking, no one can hear you. At the end of the day, you should probably, like I said, you should probably fix that because you only use this for that, so it should be running.
But it's okay. Anyway. I've done it like 7 times, all right? So, yeah, I can't do shit about it. Don't hate. Love me. You love me.
I love you, but it hates you.
It does. It's okay. It's okay. It'll survive. I know how to live.
Right. So, here's what I'm... How do I live without you? That's what the Steelers are saying to Najee Harris. Okay, they're not at all, actually. They declined his fifth-year option, so this could be, and I say could be lightly, the last year that we see Najee Harris as a Steeler.
Huh, that's interesting. Hey, are we going to talk about... since we're talking about Steelers...
Mm-hmm.
You gonna talk about the other news? Steelers hearsay news?
Okay, I'm gonna chalk this next one up to hearsay, but because I just it bars all
because it is hearsay.
Well, and it bars.
That's what I think it is.
Well, it just it begs to question all things in humanity, and I'll explain why right now. What you're referring to, by the way, is you're trying to bring up and start drama and kick up the dust.
I'm not. It's a report, so that's what we do.
So here's the deal, though.
Give me the deal.
We're giving a motherfucker.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, we're doing a what? Okay? Okay? And what is...
Okay.
What the hell are you doing, talking about and trying to pursuing and maybe interluding with the shit that I'm doing? You got me rhyming because this is so fucking stupid ludicrous, right?
Are you colluding?
I'm colluding on this intruding, absurd feuding what they're doing. All right, so... And now I felt like a Baptist preacher. It didn't really rhyme, but it also made... Because that's how South churches are. You know that. But anyway, it's like they be screaming shit and you don't even know what to say. It's like, it makes sense. Somehow it makes sense. Praise Jesus. Amen.
Speaking tongues. That's what it was. Speaking tongues.
At the end of the day, though, no, I think what he's referring to is that there is a rumor going around that the Steelers are going to try Justin Fields on kick returns. And what I said was, that the issue, okay, the issue, if you would, is that who the fuck, nobody in their right fucking mind that wants to keep their fucking job in the NFL is going to take a guy. Listen, you get in 1 year, maybe two out of Russ. Let's keep it trill. If that, you may need Justin to start this year. Okay, because remember, Russ got hurt playing for the Broncos.
Justin has been hurt too. So what you're talking about?
Okay, that's fair, but you're missing the point here. What I'm saying is Justin Fields is going to play quarterback. So first off, but the second thing I think is that? And Justin Fields' age, dude. He's still in his first couple years. People forget that just because they replaced him already, because they got a new boo called Caleb Williams up in Chicago. They got a new boo, so they replaced him.
How many surgeries do they have?
Drafted a few years ago.
I mean, what I'm getting at, these surgeries.
He's young. You would never use him as a kick returner because he's young. The Steelers didn't trade for Justin Fields. This is why it's rumor mill and it's bullshit. Because the Steelers didn't fucking trade to get Justin Fields. And I know they didn't have to give up the farm, but I'm still saying they gave up stuff and they didn't do that to put him as a kick returner when they've got, dude, you know who you could use as a kick returner if you really want to? If you really, really want to, because now the kicking game matters again? First year, fourth, fifth, sixth round wide receiver. Full stop.
You get
wheels and you throw his ass out there and you Devin Hester the fuck out of him. Remember him?
Yeah, but he was more like a running back also.
Okay,
I go there. They didn't make him a receiver. They didn't make him a short ass receiver.
Devin Hester, but who was I thinking of that was the returner? It was Devin Hester. Didn't Devin Hester return?
It was Devin Hester's.
He
started as a returner.
Looking that up, right?
He was a short ass little shit, yeah.
Look shit up. It's been
done. You're not making it up. It's okay.
I've seen me do it.
There's history about you.
To be honest,
he wasn't a quarterback.
So
now it's. Hey, what's the old Ohio State quarterback who became a wide receiver?
I can't think.
For the Browns. Josh Pryor, is that his name?
I don't know. I always said Ohio State.
It doesn't fucking matter.
But then they made me look real fucking stupid with this last one. So anyway,
hey, well, we didn't talk shit. We didn't really talk shit about him, but we did talk shit about the one too. You know,
we'll probably get to
talk shit about. I mean, yeah. What's up? What's next?
Ho today, and that's
the ho today.
Odelfin. That's right.
Oh yeah.
Odell Beckfin. Odelfin. Whatever you want to go with. I've heard a few today, but I came up with Odelfin, but then I heard Odell Beckfin, and I was like, damn, that's good. So, anyway, that's right. Odell Beckham goes to the Dolphins, and the Dolphins get a guy that you can move around. Well, no, that's not true. They got him for $3 million with some bonuses. They could kick that up to $8 million. And I know all about performance bonuses. I get performance bonuses every month when I get them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, champagne poppy.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant real bonuses.
get it, dude. Come on now. Let's have some fun with it.
It is funny. I mean, it all started because I showed him to help. Oh, anyway. And then I DJ'd for Amanda Perez, like suited and booted, like I was going from Quintanilla. And then long story short, you know, here we are. So anyway, really, that's music you're going
to
straight out to porn music? Like, come on, man.
You're back out twerking. Yeah.
Our producer is a juvenile toddler. And we
heck, and
I mean, yeah. But anyway, so I find that there are five teams that have rookies reporting today to some rookie workouts, which I think is really good. So just want to point out that we're starting to get into the rookie workouts. We're going to start seeing teams having those new rookies show up. You know, just, you know, like you're going to have like guys doing movements. You know, O-line guys are going to be working on, you know, getting out of their stance. And you have receivers running, you know, routes. And, you know, you might have your quarterback there that's maybe not a rookie, or the rookie quarterback that is the rookie there, right? Like, whatever.
Right.
If you're expecting to see, I believe the Jets were one of the teams, no Aaron Rodgers today, or today with
Rodgers.
No Rodgers today, but it's not for anything injury related. He's actually on schedule and on time. He actually just had a prior engagement and wasn't able to engage the rookie workout today. Do you like how I did that? Yeah, that's a play on words, sucker. I'm here all week. Fucking tip me. All right, so.
Just a tip, huh?
Just a tip. We must move forward. I'm really excited to talk about the next episode. I am going to fucking rip RJ Reynolds because you don't know a goddamn thing about football, son.
Cigarette company, RJ Reynolds?
Bro, no. All jokes aside, I am sick and tired of the old USFL people being in charge of the MVP, because RJ Young, who is a national college football writer and analyst for Fox Sports, so you know he came from the USFL, wink, wink, okay, the RJ Young show, and RJ ranked the top three guys that are the top three guys for the MVP award in the USF or in the UFL. And you know what, RJ? You got me pissed off, RJ Young. Fucking mad. Oh, I'm fucking mad.
Smith getting ready to come out.
Oh, I'm fucking mad. Are you kidding me, RJ? Are you fucking kidding me, RJ? Adrian Martinez. All I'm saying is Adrian Martinez is number one for the MVP when he has... Now, listen, it's not our fault that he didn't play a game or two. You have to remember that. It's not our fault. But averaging... On the season, whether you played the games or not, you're averaging less than 100 yards a game because you didn't play the first two games. It's not our fault. It's not our problem. So you're averaging actually less than 100 yards per game, and you're averaging less than a touchdown per game. Now, let's reconfigure that, though, to the three games that you did start in, right? Then you're averaging 1.3 touchdowns a game, and you're averaging 100 yards a game rushing, right? Let's flip that into context to the guy that RJ has number two. So, and by the way, just to put into context, Adrian Martinez is the quarterback for the Birmingham Stallions. He's got him number one for MVP, and the dude didn't even play two games, which is absurdity, okay? By the way, just pointing out the lack of passer ability in a sense, in week five, he was 11 for 22, that's 55%, and he only had 155 passing yards. He had a touchdown, but he didn't throw any interceptions to be fair. He's a running quarterback who I believe is more run first than anything. And no, he's not an NFL quarterback. Really not an NFL quarterback. I don't see that. I just don't see that. But he's the Martinez that all of you remember from Nebraska. And of course, to be fair, he's not an NFL quarterback because I do, because I watch Big Ten and Big 12 football. And
that's a good reason. I never watched that football.
Here where it matters.
Okay? I watched real football.
The NFL, me too. So,
SEC.
You know, I don't know, like you're saying, loser. So, fuck your SEC. Fuck you, loser. Okay, fuck off. Okay.
Whatever. Just, who won the national championship? An SEC
anyway,
team, right?
No. UFL, back to the UFL MVP, because that's what we're actually talking about.
Oh, yeah. that you're bitching about, but it's okay. Go for it.
I am bitching about it. So, anyway, you have AJ McCarron that's averaging 200 over 200 yards a game and 2 touchdowns a game as a quarterback, and honestly,
by himself, like right rushing. Okay,
there was another quarterback at first, but also RJ. I'm gonna go one step further. RJ, AJ McCarron, actually had his team at an undefeated record. It was a 64-yard boomer indoor at Michigan from their kicker that actually won the game. And let's be honest, I just feel like in an NFL environment, you're not making that
game. Yeah, RJ.
RJ. So this, like I think he's basically, here's my problem is, I believe that RJ Young from Fox, of course, right. Go figure. Fox Sports, go figure. No.
There's your problem right there.
So many fucking things first I could go on. I could totally bust out my entire stand-up routine on Fox off of one guy's post. But that's for another time. So anyway, busting it out on him.
Busting it out, huh?
So whip it out on him, huh?
Sorry. That's hilarious.
You there? Hello?
Yeah, but I'm just lost at how dude wrote it up, because it just drives me nuts. That's all I'm going to say is it drives me nuts. But I want to see how the rest of the season goes, but I just think that it's disrespectful as fuck to everything AJ McCarron's been doing playing the entire season so far. I think it's disrespectful as fuck to put somebody who's only played 3 games above him in the MVP voting when we really when by the way, these two teams still have yet to play. They play next week, which is why I'm over to Dad's next week. I told you this already. It's going to be on Saturday.
That's your big complaint about it.
You see, Dad?
It's about the Birmingham Stallions and not about the caca and blah bullshit.
I should just wait to watch the game until Sunday so I can sit down and watch it with Dad. Yeah. But I don't want to wait. So I'm going over to see him just to watch a game. And we'll probably just do Mother's Day on Saturday. I'm going to talk to my wife about it. Can we just do Mother's Day dinner on Saturday with Mom and Dad at their house so me and Dad can watch the game? She's going to be like, what is the PML Bibble? I see how this conversation is going to go already. Anyway, and then third, Luis Perez, which I'll be honest with you, that's a little rough one for me too, simply because when you look at the Arlington Renegades, while their defense has been pretty piss poor, I think that when you flip that coin over on Luis, you really have to look at his interceptions on the year and the failures of the. Well, see, I still blame their defense. I mean, Luis Perez isn't why they're terrible. It's just why they're not winning when the defense is bad, because he can't overcome that. Guys, you got to remember the one of the dumbest UFL comparisons that I saw. Okay, that just pissed me off. It had the Stallions and the Carolina Panthers from the NFL side by side, right? And it was like,
sorry.
Right. It was like, who you got? And I was like, I literally wrote, this is the dumbest fucking question on the planet, because the talent drop off is so ridiculous that the greatest player to come out of the USFL or XFL, right, was probably PJ Walker as a third string quarterback, was the best he could get. He only moved up to second and starter because the other two dudes got hurt. Like, he didn't move up because he was doing good. Do you get what I mean? Like, the talent drop-off is so significant that, like, you'd get mercy ruled by halftime by the Panthers unless you were just lucky. No, okay, I'll be polite. Mercy ruled into the third, though.
Wow.
There's a mercy rule in football. Fuck out of here.
80 to fucking 32 because the NFL third string guys will be relevant to a game compared between these two. I'm gonna tell you.
You know, hey, if it's about heart, you never know.
Can I give you Trey's?
You never know.
Can I give you Trey's midseason Trey? The three midseason MVPs for me.
Do it, homie.
Do it. Give it to me.
First number one, AJ McCarron from the St. Louis Battlehawks. Absolutely a phenomenal season at quarterback. And truly right now, now somebody out there is going to find out low-key, going to find out that I'm actually a Battlehawks fan. But that's not – but I would be – he'll tell you. When I see an injustice
– Justin, I'll find out after how many episodes of you talking about your fandom.
Right. Podcast people tell you, if I see an injustice, even if I don't like the guy, I'm going shits about it because it's bullshit. What's fair is fair and what's not is not. That's simple. And it's horseshit that a guy that hasn't even started only started three games, you're going to put him up there when the real MVP from the Stallions, drumroll, is actually the Stallions' defense. That's the real MVP for me midseason that is related with the Stallions is their defense. Their defense is absolutely, it's a fucking problem. And while they happen, right now, I will tell you that the one thing that you guys need to understand is that the one thing the Stallions haven't done is they haven't played the two top teams from the other conference. And that's their two games this week that I think will, that I think are going
next
to
week, next week,
or wait, no, I'm wrong. Hold on. Wait, no, that is their game this week.
What?
I'm talking about
the Broncos. This week and next week.
No. Who do they play this week? Oh, they play the show. Okay. So, no. Maybe they have played the Broncos already. I don't know. I thought they hadn't played the Broncos already. Maybe they had. There's been a lot that's went on. I mean, oh, you know what? I think they did sneak one by.
That was every team only plays each other once. There's only two teams in 8 weeks.
You play,
no, it's 10 weeks, that's right.
You play the six teams from your side twice, if I remember right. Because remember, the three teams from your side twice, that's six games, right? Because there's four on each side, so there's three in your conference plus you, right? So that's six games if you play them twice. And then you play the other four from the other conference each one time, equaling 10 games. That's the way it is. What I can't remember is when the Brahmas and the I'm looking for it right now because here we go. Week 9 is when the Brahmas and the Stallions, should the Stallions survive the Battlehawks, right? Barring certain injuries and key positions otherwise, that'll be the next time I think there's a team that can knock them off. You know what I mean? From being undefeated. Come on, man. Like, caca is law, bitch. I'm not fucking Vietnamese. Y'all ain't fucking getting past us and remaining undefeated because we got something that you'll be getting with AJ McCarron, the real MVP. Now I'm being biased.
We'll see about that.
And then that's my last. My last MVP is a 3VP. Okay. And that is actually Adrian Martinez from the Stallions for his run game as a quarterback, right? And then I got to give love to the Michigan kicker with the kick heard around the world, right? And he is most likely a shoo-in to probably get picked up by an NFL team for training camp. Honest answer. To at least get a tryout. You're not banging 64-yard field goals in real game time situations. You're not at least getting a look, I promise you. So him... And then I got to give a third piece of it to Hakeem Butler, which is A.J. McCarron, one of A.J. McCarron's primary targets. He's a real big guy, has some NFL experience, you know, spent some time up in the bigs, you know. And so I like Hakeem Butler, Adrian Martinez, and the kicker from Michigan, whose name I cannot remember and I forgot to write down, so I'm a terrible reporter, but I'm showing the love either way. And
honestly,
yeah, but I'm only human. I am human still, no matter what I try to lie and say.
Yes.
To my kids, I'm being a
superhero. He's not an alien, he's a human.
Well, technically speaking, my peoples do believe that we are the ancestral people of the sky gods. In fact, So, in theory, in my belief system, we are actually from space because we're not from here. We've been here so long that it's like me, you know, living in Colorado for 30 years and going, I'm from here. I was born here. I moved back. It's been 30 years since it hasn't been 30 years, but you get what I'm getting at. Actually, I've been like 13 years.
This is where you live now. This is where you're from because you lived there for so long. This is all
you know. I also believe that we were from the sky people. So anyway, that we're the ancestral descendants of the sky people. All of us, not just us, but all of us. Yeah, we ain't selfish like some of y'all belief systems. It's just us. Everybody else could die. Yeah, that's real fun. Yeah, how's that working out right now around the world? Wink, wink. Anyway, I went there. So I heard your gasp. You gasp.
What, the rapture?
No,
that was a truck going by.
I'm just talking about wars that are lies
what
about.
The rapture?
Rooted in religion.
What, the rapture?
The Reiki, not the Rapture. You know, I like Reiki better than Rapture because it's positive. Fool, let's go. So here we go. Week 6 schedule. We got the Birmingham Stallions taking on the Memphis Showboats. That one's going to be Saturday on ABC, ESPN Plus, etc. And then, of course, you have, and that's coming out of Memphis, Tennessee. And then, of course, you have the Houston Roughnecks.
Go Showboats.
Right, you have the Houston Roughnecks on the Houston Roughnecks having a roughneck season of it. Going to be on the road, going up against the XFL conference leader, the Battle Hawks. You have the Arlington Renegades going to go on the road against the number 2 team from the XFL, Michigan, who's been balling out really well. Actually, they are likely the team that if last started today, Michigan's in. Let me put it that way. And then, of course, you have the San Antonio Brahmas going to be taking on the D.C. Defenders in D.C. Those two last games there, they're on Saturday. Of course, the Battlehawks-Houston game Saturday. I'm messing this up. The St. Louis Battlehawks-Houston game is Saturday at 1 p.m. Mountain, 3 p.m. Eastern. You got an early game between Birmingham and Memphis at 10 a.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Eastern. And then, of course, on Sunday, kickoff. 11 a.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Eastern, Arlington Renegades Panthers, and then San Antonio visits D.C. On the 5th, the evening of Sunday the 5th, 4 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Mountain. So that's the USFL schedule. Now, my friend, we do got to go to break. I don't know what he's doing. He's doing something wrong. Muted. Mm-hmm. I know that. Are you taking a whip? It sounded like a whip.
No.
You boo, we gotta go to break.
Wow, you're interesting. Okay,
when we get back,
break time.
Back NFL or sorry, NFL, NBA, NHL playoffs. When we get back, and there's a lot to talk about. And poor Puck does not even want to talk.
Actually, be honest. Look, like I said before, we weren't supposed to make it to the playoffs, so I ain't worried about it. It's all good.
Won't be texting and driving with us up in your ride.
All right, it's time to have that talk. Yeah, I'm talking to you, homeowner. Don't you try to run away, townhome renter and apartment renter. Look, every time we move, they charge us a ridiculous amount of money. Every time you need something remodeled, those people charge you a ridiculous amount of money. So this time, when I move, I got my whole deposit back. Now, I can't promise you the same results, but what I can tell you is I went through Quality Peak Customs. That's right. That's handyman and remodeling. And at Quality Peak Customs, they're going to take care of you the best they can to help you get the best job you can. So whether it's moving out, needing your apartment brushed up for the handover, your townhome, you want to rent that out, you need it fixed up for the big remodel, hey, that house. When's the last time you've done something? Well, when you do it, why don't you call Quality Peak Customs at 719-964-6871. That's 719-964-6871. You can also email Quality Peak Customs at qualitypeak.customs@gmail.com for your free quote today. You can check out Quality Peak Customs on Facebook as well. Let's go with Quality Peak Customs for your next move, your next remodel, or the next time you need a helping hand around your home.
Look, everybody loves creativity, good food, and hard work. That's why it's so easy to love Sam's Creations. Sam's Creation is award-winning cannabis food creations. Find Sam's Creations on Facebook and Instagram with Sam's with a Z, Creations with a Z. Or place your order today at 719-283-1701.
Hey, what's happening? What's happening? It's your boy Bubba Sparks. If you didn't know prior to this moment, you better know for sure. Anytime I'm rolling through Colorado Springs, I'm checking out Wake and Bake America. How could you not be listening to Wake and Bake? Hold it down with Cammy, Renee, and Mr. Trey all the way, twice on Sunday. Y'all probably ain't on Sunday, but it's all good. Y'all should be.
Are you troubled by pop culture references in the middle of the night?
Do you or a loved one experience feelings of dread finding collectibles in your attic or basement?
Joey, have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Control, Alt, Throw Against Wall.
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your mind-numbing needs. We're ready to believe you.
Hey, it's your girl, Cammy, Renee, and you're listening to Wake and Bake America Show. You know I bring you the best.
We're smoking.
Now, some things can get a little better when you're older, like sex, believe it or not. Because, you know, when you're young, sometimes it's so exciting, right? It could, not you guys, but sometimes it could be too fast. So when you're older, it's different because, you know, when you're older, oh, it takes forever. Anything yet, hon? Need me to come back in the room? Should I bring the movie?
Hey, yo, yo, yo.
Booming systems across Colorado.
Boom, boom.
To hear the crowd go,
boom, shake the room.
We like the cause that go boom.
That means I'm chilling,
lazy.
America, that's right, we pop and so snap, baby.
What up, sexy?
We came back in that West Coast. That's what we have to tell each other. Cool. Psych each other up, because at our age, that's all we've got. All right, so yeah, for all you young fellas out there listening to the show, get used to what you see. My dad used to say that to me, man. My stepdad, he's like, dude, get used to what you see. You see this fat roll? Get used to seeing it.
You're going to have one.
You're going to hit 30 and you're going to have one. Well, he was wrong. I actually stayed quite athletically fit and active and, like, ripped abs all the way into my 40s. But here we are, just a few years.
There it is.
And I looked down one day and, oh, Steve, my fat roll.
That's so anyway. Life, bro. Right? At least he gave you a warning.
Fair point. Pops never lied. Pops still don't lie. My stepdad tells the truth, bro. Except for politics. We all lie about politics because you lie so that it fits your agenda. I'm not going to say my dad don't lie about the politics he be trying to sway because you don't want to know about the intel argument.
You don't want to know
about the intel argument and an $8 billion in funding from someone he didn't like. So I was like, Dad, like, you can't.
Wow.
Yes, my family's fine. So anyway, with that said, we got to get to the NHL playoffs. It's the playoffs.
Playoffs.
The playoffs. And pucks is not stopping. Everything's happening and everything's happening. Knuckle pucks, bro. I lost it. I had a good one.
Playoffs.
Kind of into it. You're my hype, man. Help that, bro.
I was rocking with it, bro. Look. And then you lost. How you lost?
Until I lost the verse, I was actually. And I
so I'm not thinking about, I'm at the end of replay.
No, I'm always thinking two verses ahead. And when I'm killing it, I'm like, this is nice. And I'm like, wait, bro, you forgot your next verse. You don't have one now. Over here, self admiring and forgot the next part. Oh, what did I do the other day? My mother in law asked me, how do you take care of this African spear or snake plant? That's what I give her for Mother's Day that I grew for her and then give it to her. Like, I do that for you. You might get a plant for me one day now. I grow plants for people. I'm really good at it. Why should I? Right? And I don't grow weed plants because I grow you.
Damn it.
I grow you plants that you can
smoke. I can smoke it eventually.
I grow you plants that, well, I mean, if you do and anything happens to you, it's not on me because that's not what I gave you. I'll give you some dried up of that plant for another day and time, right? Okay? Okay? So. Yeah, I'm going to teach you how to grow a plant. Is not a weed plant because those are actually, if you want to make sure, they're easy to grow, but they're easy to not. But they're weed plants are easy to grow, but they're not easy to make turn out. Like, they take care, like real care. People, you hear me out there? Now, let's get into this. It's time for the NHL playoff, and it's the breakdown. So, here we go. We're going to go series by series and break down where we are right now. B, I'm just going to rip that band-aid off and get this one out the way. Because I know it doesn't feel good. It didn't feel good when it happened to us last year either. Let me just keep it true with you, home slice. You feel me?
I was a game ahead of everybody. I was already used to it. After about game three, I was like, yep, there it is right there. I was already ahead.
You know, remember we were talking.
He gave me hope.
Y'all answered back really quick, and I was like, whoo, y'all had me worried if you didn't answer back quick because you was down two goals. And then it just fell apart, and I was like, bitch.
Bro.
Well. So, if you guys can't see,
I was like 4-1 or 4-2, and I was like, fuck. And that was it. I was like, yeah, that's it. I'm out of here.
If you guys can't tell, the first knockoff Tampa Bay Lightning in the series 4-1 and move on, where they still await the winner of Game 7 tomorrow between Boston and Toronto, which is a series I am ready to talk about. Right, meow. Oh, my God.
Second time.
Oh my God! Are you about to blow it again? Are you? Hey, I'm okay because it's called.
Being Jack. Has had a 2-1 lead. And
you
blew
just
it.
Like that, joke. But you're about to have a blowout. Is Beantown about to blow out the backside?
Nah. They'll come back tomorrow and win the game, which is what they do. Or they did it last year. They'll do it this year, unless Toronto
gets blown out. Bro, this...
Can Toronto pull it out?
Yeah, out.
Do you think the Leafs can pull it off?
Last year, Beans got knocked out in the first round after a team came back three games straight to beat them.
Yeah. Whatever, but do you think
I'm
that
saying
the
it can
Leafs
happen.
Can pull it off this year?
That can't happen twice.
I'm saying
it's never happened. I don't believe anybody's ever been bounced out after a three-game comeback. Listen, I'm telling you, I don't believe anybody's ever been totally pumped for three straight and then came back 2 years or lost 2 years in a row. Like, I don't think. But just because it ain't happened.
It can happen.
It ain't happened. So I think that this is, honestly, I'm going to be, I will be out of game. So I just realized that. I will be out of game, so I'll probably have to catch this on replay. But this is going to be an exciting series. An exciting game seven Saturday night, but I will be at a game myself Saturday night. So there you go.
Yes.
The next series in the East, the New York Rangers, they just straight whopped the Capitals. I forgot the Capitals were even in the playoffs because that's how quick that series was over.
Damn, bro.
New York Rangers got out their brooms. Now, the question becomes is they're going to take on a very hot Carolina team who's hot. After a 4-1 series win over the New York Islanders, which they pretty much, I mean, even the one game the Islanders won, it's like, well, the one that they fought like a dog to win it. The other games, they just got kind of slapped around.
Like the Mets of hockey, okay?
They really are like the Mets of hockey, and they have the same colors, which is also coincidental and
just like the Knicks.
Consequential and coincidental.
Just like the Knicks, bro. I'm just saying. It's all the same thing.
That is the series that we do know that is fully set. Is the only series, actually, if you want to know the whole talk about it right now. It is the only series that's actually set right now is the Rangers Carolina series. For the semifinals. Every other series is not even set yet. Somebody's missing.
They're having a set when the game starts, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. No. They'll be set as soon as. So Saturday will set the final East semifinal game. Who will be taking on Florida will be Boston or Toronto. And then let's move over to the West. Let's move over to the West, where only half of the West for the semifinals has been settled, and it's not even the two teams that are going to play each other yet. So, of course, you have Colorado tops Winnipeg as the road team, 4-1. And, you know, Winnipeg basically – so you want to talk about things repeating themselves? So last year, Winnipeg won their first game in the playoffs and then got pumped for four straight. This year, Winnipeg won the first game of the playoffs and then got pumped for first by Colorado. So now, to be fair to Winnipeg, it wasn't Colorado last time. To be fair, last year, it wasn't Colorado. But still, it's just, I mean, to be fair to Boston, it wasn't Toronto last year either that pumped them. So, I mean, come on. I'll say this.
New York last year? Anyway.
I think it was the Rangers, actually, that got them last year. With that said, though, we're actually underway during the Vancouver Predators game that's going on literally right now. Okay, or at least I'm not sure we're supposed to start.
It's on right now.
I know that during the break, we had 2 seconds to please pull up that game on ESPN.
It's on. It's 0-0.
Is it the ESPN?
It's on TNT. The ESPN game is the game six of the Cleveland Magic game.
Oh, it's the basketball game, which is another one. Yeah. By the way, if Orlando can hold on to force the game seven, I still could be right on one of my upsets in the NBA.
Did anybody pick Indiana? To lump out. We both picked Indiana over fucking
the Bucks. Yes, we did. I said Giannis was out, and I said I really like the Pacers to go ahead and pick them out. That is one of the upsets that we did pick. Also the Suns. The Suns getting swept. I remember I told you that I felt like without CP3 playing, Suns were going to have a problem.
The Suns were even in it.
Yeah, and yada, 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 and the Timberwolves, that team came out and literally breaks off of them. We're getting ahead of our skis here. We're getting ahead of our skis here.
We'll get into that.
Let's go back to the game
we'll talk about that later.
We're covering right now. Anyway, on that game, right now it's about 13 minutes left in the first period, and it's still a 0-0 game. Later on today, the game that I really do want to see is this game five between the or game six rather, I'm sorry, between the Golden Knights and the Dallas Stars. This is a series that I told you was going to be a tough one for Dallas because despite them being the wild card team, they're still the defending champ in the Golden Knights. It's going to be a fun game tonight. But anyway, there could be some series that get decided tonight, but as of right now, we're still waiting on Dallas has a 3-2 lead in that series against the Vegas Gold Kings. They could tie it up and force a game seven on Sunday, or Dallas will move on to face Colorado tonight. It's very interesting because I think the chips for Colorado are they want Vegas to win because then they would move into the home ice advantage point, right?
Yeah.
Obviously. They don't want to.
They also want to face Dallas.
Have you seen Dallas? Colorado didn't play that great on the road, but man, they didn't lose at home. That's where they're good.
That is true, yeah.
I do believe Vancouver closes out this one tonight. I just think that they have the Predators' numbers. Nashville just, for all intents and purposes, great host of the NHL All-Star Game. It was a fun All-Star Game to watch with the new revamped model. Players got to help create, and it made it exciting for the fans. Again, it's fun to watch. And it's just exciting when they do that. Like I told you last year, it was baseball that did it, right? This year it was hockey that did it with the Last year's baseball with the rule changes. This year it was hockey with the All-Star game changes in Nashville. And then, honestly, are you ready for what I think it's going to be this year?
What you got?
The NFL with the kickoff really becoming relevant again. That's going to be the thing.
Yeah, the rule changes.
We are going to get excited about a kickoff again, brother. I am telling you, other than your kicker kicking for his life, you know, to win a game, we now have an exciting kicking game again, and I'm excited. And also, being able to slightly overload the onside kick, I think that rule is going to go past people, but I think that you almost have a no chance of recovering that onside kick unless you have at least one or two extra guys coming on the kicking side, right? Like, what's the point of it if there's not at least a one? Well, no, I'm just saying, how is it fun for the fan, right? Hear me out here. How is it fun for the fan if there's no chance, right? If you have a 1-2% chance of recovery, that's fucking terrible. Let's get that up to like 1-5. 1-4, I'll take it, honestly.
So a 25% chance?
Yeah, I think 15 is enough.
I can do with that.
I think 1-10 is stupid. Why do we have it? If you can only be successful a dime out of 100, why do we have it? Why do we have it?
It's love. It's
love. So I believe that they need to. I think that the changes need to be gradual. I don't want the kicking team who has put themselves. Remember, the kicking team is onside kicking in most cases, unless you're just pulling an okie doke after the first half or at the beginning of the game, right? They have been okie doke times, right. But outside of the okie doke times, the kicking team is doing this because the team that has to kick just scored and has still put themselves in a position where they can't just kick this ball and be competitive. They didn't take the lead. You understand what I'm saying? So you don't want it to be where, you know, I like the XFL's format, but I will tell you that if you get like a 14-point lead and they can still win the game with 20 seconds left, it does. I'm not going to say I don't like it. I'm not going to be alone, but I'm not going to say that I'm all in on it yet. That Brahma's comeback was insane. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that in football, but I will tell you that the rules are why it's
12 right there.
You understand what I'm saying? Like the rule. No, but those are the rules of the game, and you know the rules when you come in. So I'm not complaining about the rules. I like the rules. I just said it was fucking
awesome. I'm saying that fourth thing is a game changer as what we compared to used to seeing. Because that shows the real heart of the guys who really fucking want to win at this point.
Can I tell you something on offense or defense? Can you shut it down or can you get it, right? Offense or defense? It really puts those guys up for a play. I will say that I'm a little edgy on one play completely deciding the game after someone's owned you the whole game, but I will say this. The game's never really over either, unless you're getting blown out like the Battlehawks or like the Stallions last week, right?
Game's never over until like the zeros on the clock.
I think games aren't over until you have a... So remember when it's like, oh, 2-score lead, you're good. You know, 2 minutes left, 2-score lead, you're pretty good unless you face Patrick Mahomes, right? Well, now it's you need a 3-score lead plus a point, basically, or you could be in trouble. You need a 3-score lead nowadays, and you don't need a little tiny 3-score lead. You need like 3/8 minimum. So you need 23 points isn't safe if you think about that. Because if I can score get the ball back, score, and then get the fourth and whatever, and all of a sudden I got your ass pinned against the wall with 3 9-point scores and I beat you. See what I'm saying? So the game's never over. That's what makes that league exciting. I got one more game. Edmonton, probably everybody forgot about it because they whooped the dog pissed out of the Los Angeles Kings in a 4-1 series that really should have been a sweep. Let's keep it trill. But when you're fighting for your life, you're going to sneak away with one, just like the Islanders did, just like Winnipeg did, just like, Tampa did. Love you, but that's what happened. That you guys got one win, like when your back's hurt. It happened. I just don't understand, other than, I did notice that they replaced the Big Cat the last game, so that said a lot about what was going on there.
Oh yeah, yeah. They already think like that's it. I mean, he came back from fucking back surgery. I was actually a lot surprised to see Sergachev back from a broken fucking leg 2.5 months later, fucking skating, which is the game that they won because he was the surge that they needed. But
and you need a good back.
Cooch wouldn't shoot right. Cooch wouldn't shoot like he should have. Like he could have been fucking.
I mean, honestly, dude, Winnipeg's backstop. I mean, not Winnipeg, but Toronto's backstop goalie is why they're in this series. Their starting goalie is why they were down 3-1. He's come in and won the last 2 games for them. And by the way, dude is like 3-0 or 4-0 facing elimination games. He's just a kid.
Nice.
Fucking great.
Nice.
It's fucking great. He's just a kid. But anyway, so we're going to move forward, of course. Obviously, what else can we do? Just like the universe, we're always out there. What the fuck is that? All right, so anyway. Right, you heard that too, right? Oh,
yeah.
Disgusting. Even I'll let you get away with it one time for Christmas in July, because that's my fucking shopping if I haven't already this year.
It's fucking May. It's gonna be May.
Dude, I usually start shopping like February. I'll go out. Like the month of February, depends on the tax. The last couple of years have been rough because the tax is usually when I did, I'd go get everybody one Christmas present, just stick it away in the closet for a bit. But anyway, so this year I think I'm gonna have to do a Christmas Eve. I don't know. So, look, we're going on a cruise, and so we don't know what we can spend Christmas. We're kind of like nickel and diamond Christmas because we haven't been on a vacation.
I mean, hey, man,
neither of us on a real vacation.
Sometimes it's about making sure.
Sometimes it's about making sure that after dad raising kids for 20 some odd years of paying child support, 20 some odd years, dad just needs a vacation. Dad has never gotten
home.
Just him and his spouse, no strings, no responsibilities, no kids, no nothing to have to look after, nothing. Never got to do that. I've always taken my kids on vacation, or I've been on business trips and called them vacations because I got to go out drinking at night in Vegas, right? But coming in the next day. Coming the next day, we're working at a fucking conference for fucking 12 hours with a hangover, though. Ugh.
Yeah, see, but now you got to be able to actually let go and relax and enjoy the vacation.
I'm going to Puerto Rico too. Right.
Okay. You still got to be able to relax and enjoy the vacation.
We'll know, like, probably January, when we're leaving. We didn't want to, so here's the truth. I don't have to pay taxes on the money until the following year. So if I pay for the trip ahead of time with how I'm paying for it, I'll have to pay the taxes on it that spring. But if I wait to pay for everything in January, I don't have to pay the taxes on where that money's coming out of until the following spring. You know what I'm saying? Like a year after the trip.
There you go.
Save up the tax money on it. I'm trying to be smart here for once in my life. Please.
What? I mean, you know,
I'm gonna
have it all paid off before you go.
And what's in my life? I wanted all-inclusive meals and drinks, including a trip. Food is expensive.
Yeah, I'd like that too.
Oh, I'm paying for that. Well, I just want food and drink. And I do mean like, I don't mean like, you know, top shelf Patron, but I do mean the wet bar.
No, that's just if the wet bar is included and free.
Yeah, the cheap. I'm talking about the cheap.
Just like that wet bar is expensive.
Well, not the wet. The well, you're right. I said the wrong one. The well. The wet bar is fucking outrageously expensive. And usually if you use the wet bar in your room, even more expensive.
That's what I'm saying. If you talk, if the wet bar in your room is free, then you're fucking right. Let's go. But no.
Cammy looked at everything. I don't know. And I don't really feel like sitting down and thirst trapping a thing until literally like December, we'll start looking at the cost so I know what to pull out in January. You know what I mean? Or what to go beg my financial masters, if you get my drift, for, because I'd like to enjoy some of my money before I die. That's nothing wrong with that. The rest of it I want to leave to my family, but I would like to enjoy one trip before I die. That's not a lot to ask. It's not even an expensive trip. It's not a lot to ask. Really not. Now, what's not a lot to ask either is about the NBA playoff. Oh, Nike. Is there a lot that went on here? First off, no surprise that the Thunder swept the Pelicans. We talked about this, and I told you the Pelicans were, like, really in trouble because of losing Zion for the playoffs and not really being able to have him after that play-in game, right? So, and then, of course, valiant effort, but the Pelicans don't make it. And, you know, I took a lot of shit for saying that Zion's DNA wasn't built for – they took it the wrong way. They're like, this fool basically said he got bad DNA. And while you're not wrong, like, I guess I could say that, people, they weren't wrong in a sense. But, like, it's just like some people heal faster. Like, you've noted, you and many of my family members, and even going back to when I had my first knee surgery in high school, my doctors noticed that I healed rather quickly, about a third of the time faster. That's it. So something that takes you 9 months to heal, for some reason I was getting better at 6, right? It's weird, but that is a genetic trait. It has nothing to do with my athletic talent, and it didn't prevent any injuries. It just helped me recover faster, okay? I took a lot of shit.
That work unstable.
Bad this, bad that. And I was like, no, what I'm saying is, like, some people are injured, bro. And newsflash, I'm injured, bro. Am I not? Bro, every other fucking day, week, I hurt myself at the gym.
I mean, you hurt yourself doing something, you say.
But I took a lot of injuries as an athlete, even in sport, right? Like, I just, sometimes you just got a body that breaks down quicker than others. It's facts.
That's why you have to be able to heal faster, because your weak ass body be breaking down faster.
Ouch, man. I heard you had to say it like that, but yeah.
I didn't mean it like that, but you know what I'm saying?
You really did mean it like that. That's exactly how the hell you said it. Your weak ass
body. I heard what you said. Your weak ass body be breaking down. You got to be stronger. You got to be stronger to heal it quicker, because you'd be breaking down so quick. So that's your mutant ability. Don't hate.
Fuck you, Hassel. That is my mutant. My mutant gift is my mutant.
I said that with love, God.
So, you remember the movie Unbreakable, right?
Yeah, Mr. Glass.
Me and my friend, no, check this out. Me and my friends used to say, how the hell can you be Unbreakable and Mr. Glass at the same damn time? Because that's what they used to say I was. They'd be like, his ass healed like Unbreakable, but his ass broke like Mr. Glass. Like, that's a vicious cycle to be in. And you know, that's the
potential. You got your weak ass body.
I wasn't talking bad about Zion. What I was saying was that somebody who had a lot of injuries but healed quickly, Zion's fault is he has a lot of injuries and he heals. Oh, so it's the double whammy. Like, you can't even bounce back quick to get back out there. You know what I'm saying? So that's
he's so muscular dense.
Well, that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
it's a bigger body.
When I think that a kid,
more stress on it.
In all earnest, a lot of people thought I was smacked, but the truth is, I didn't even respond. I waited till the show. You want to fucking get my response? Right. Follow us. Listen to the show, you dickweed. You want to come at me? At least come here. Wow. To see what I got to say about
throw
it.
Throw a basketball at him, why don't you?
I might. I learned from Pat Beverly. I'm sorry. I know I'm gonna hit the wrong fucking person too. Because my son is right? So you see the problem?
You're supposed to be a quarterback. You're supposed to be able to hit people on a dime.
Bother me, so you're throwing person. My right arm and fucking miss and hit some old lady like three rows over. Because I fuck. That's what.
Nice.
I got Pat Beverly luck. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right in the mush with it, like dodgeball. That long sound,
like right off the forehead. But as long as she don't die,
flat on the face, bridge of the nose, like rolls up to the eyes and shit.
That old ass nose is gonna matter. Like I was hoping to soft toss it, so I didn't give her brain damage when I hit her in the fucking forehead with it.
No.
We have gotten way too far down this rabbit hole and have pulled and woven a story of horribleness that we would probably never really do, but would love to see in a comedy. Like, not gonna lie, I'd love to see.
Maybe one of us is taking a fucking dodgeball to the fucking flat on the face a time or two.
Could you imagine, like, the
maybe
lady?
Maybe one of us has thrown it, hit somebody like that, and just kind of laughed hysterically.
Aunt Rachel on Family Matters just getting busted in the fucking forehead with a fucking basketball at like 82 now. That shit would be great. Wow. In a movie.
You know what?
Get to
Aunt Rachel from Family Matters was fine.
Yo, Aunt Rachel was really fine. I was like, Steve, you into the wrong woman.
Well, not.
Come on, that was funny. Come on, that was funny. All right. It's horrible. You know, you can't even make like a I was into older chicks back in the day, and now I just have my spouse is my age, but. Well, we're
like, you know what?
The same
it's
year.
We're fat as shit. So
we're apart in age. Like, we're the same age, basically. But I get what you mean. Oh, when I was Steve's age, I was trying to holler at the 18 to 25 year old range, not my age group. I did not like girls my age. I did, but I didn't. It's hard to explain. I went through a phase. I think we all go through a phase. But you know what phase we got to go through? The basketball phase here, P. So, I don't know if you know this, but your silence is killing me. So first off, the Thunder are awaiting the winner of the Clippers-Mavericks game. They play game six tonight. Of course, right. Dallas leads the series 3-2. Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving are just handling business like nobody's business. But... and I really feel bad because I do think that the Clippers have what it takes to beat them and get past them. But they have taken a few injuries and none of the crazy, but just enough to throw you off, get your game a little bit. And the next thing you know, you ain't moving on.
Yeah, but there's not going to be enough time to rest or recover. You know what I'm saying?
I'm infinitely rooting against the Mavericks, just so you know.
You're rooting against Dallas?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You liked Luka.
Fuck out of here. I'm a San Antonio Spurs fan. We don't root for the Mavericks. Fuck out of here.
There you go. Yeah, you put the
technically my own fans hate me. Technically my own fans hate me. Well, my own fans hate me for rooting for the Suns, because this is old San Antonio Suns ABA stuff, right? So my own fans hate me for rooting for the Suns because this, you know, Spurs are an old ABA team. It is what it is, whatever. But I'm going to tell you right now that I can't help but root for the Suns. I grew up in Phoenix as a kid. Like, I like the Suns. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not even sorry. All my
when you were a kid, did you know the difference was
the basketball team?
There was the
same. I didn't even know
when you were
in the same conference when I was a kid, bro, until I got a little older.
Exactly. That's my point.
I was just like, I like this team. I like this team because they're from my town, and I like that team because that's where my favorite basketball player went when he was drafted, and I liked him before I liked any team. But that's what it is, you know. That's actually most people are like, how are you a Spurs fan? Like, you'd be bagging on Texas so hard. How are you a Spurs fan? And I'm like, well, let me tell you a little story.
Dallas.
I do bag on Dallas a lot.
Bag on Dallas.
We ask for it. It's why I couldn't be in Arlington.
Jerry Jones.
Said it would have to be the Brahmas if it wasn't the Battle Hawks, but I wanted to get a team. I like to get my teams from around the country. I like to immerse in the fandom of another location. I also like to not get beat up when I go to their town for a game because I'm here for you. You know what I'm saying? So, I will tell you that the series between... So, first off... the series between the Nuggets and the Timberwolves is going to start Saturday. That first game is tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern, and that's the 3-2 team. And those Timberwolves are streaky good, but listen, the Nuggies knocked off the Lakers in 5 instead of 4 like last year, right? So, the Nuggets are on a tear. Defending champions are playing exactly like that. But I'm going to tell you that I would have rather them have had the Clippers Mavericks person, most likely. Because those young-ass Timberwolves are just wild. Bro, the Timberwolves are young. So are the Thunder, bro. It's just wild how young those two teams are. But out of the Nuggets and the Timberwolves, obviously I'm going to stick with the home team. And I mean home team because we broadcast from Colorado for this show. Both of us are here in Colorado Springs broadcasting to you guys live around the country and the world. This is the Wake and Bake America show. It is live right now as we're speaking. Obviously, if you're listening to this when we're not live, you're just hearing the stream of the podcast. And, of course, like, subscribe, send on Instagram. We're still waiting for that next new social media that doesn't fucking suck and really holds. Listen, I'm going to tell you the truth. I love free speech until you start getting into hate speech, right? So I just want a social media place where I don't have to be called the N-word. That's all I'm asking. Is that too much to ask?
Well, first of all, you got to get rid of that socially to begin with.
Isn't that the issue?
Rid of social media.
If you want to talk about news and social issues, stop by the show tomorrow, P. Tomorrow morning, me and Chris, 10 a.m. Mountain, noon Eastern. Buddy,
fuck people. People are evil.
Let's move to the Eastern Conference, where things have been just as litty, my friend. The Boston Celtics, of course, knocked off the Miami in a four to one game series. Of course, I'm trying to be like five years ago. Litty it is. So,
Litty like a titty.
Yeah, the Celtics are looking good. And check this out. That series is going to kick off on May 11th. And the reason why that series is taking a long time for the Celtics to get their opponent is because that is the series that's going on right now, the Cavalier and Magic game. You got a score on that? Because I had mine on the Vancouver National game, and I've got a 0-0.
It's the end of the first. Oh, I'm sorry. It's the start of the second quarter. Magic's up 32-27.
Okay,
so Cavaliers.
Game, but it's not anything that we can look at that and go, oh man, this is getting rough for somebody yet. Same goes for the Vancouver Nashville game, which is on right now. Vancouver Nashville 0-0 with about seconds under 2 minutes left in the first, and nobody's scored yet in that one. Let's go ahead and continue down the East Coast for basketball. Of course, we did talk a little bit about the Pacers and the Bucks and how we knew that the Pacers. Or that the Bucks rather were sus because of the loss of Giannis, Antetokounmpo. This is why I just call him Giannis, because I'll be fucking up his name, and I feel bad. I have a tough name, so when I mess yours up, I want you to know I don't enjoy doing that. I'm defunct speaking, but I don't enjoy
call
doing
Giannis,
it.
Dude.
Me, oh, Yanni baby, Yanni baby. So, you big beautiful bastard, you. But he got hurt. High ankle sprain. I really felt like unless they get to the finals, they basically probably wouldn't be able to use him. So honestly, the Pacers move on, igniting Caitlin Clark's
tonight,
which was awesome. And then also, let's go to the other series where things got a little rough, a little tuskly. The last series in the East, a little in it. The Knicks and the Pacers. This is a game. This is a game. The two fouls didn't get called, and it cost the team to lose a 6-point lead. This is a series, I should say, rather, that a player did an ejectable foul plain as fucking day and wasn't even looked at for a foul, let alone ejected. And worse off, he still
lost the series.
50 points. He would go on to cry like a little biatch. And I mean that, bro. You can't come out and be like, oh my God, there's so many Knicks fans at our games that it's just ruining our home games. And I'm just going to be a little bitch about it. Like, bro, that's the sport, dude. Fans, real fans of other teams, they're going to find a way. And they did find a way. They did find a way. Ben Stiller, you're a god. Dude, you're a god. The best one was, man, I can't believe they're giving away these $100,000 seats to fake fans. And Ben Stiller's like, bitch, I've been a Knicks fan since day whistle. Nizzle, I'm from here. Like, you better stop playing with me. I love when people do that.
I hate how people try to hate
you. They're like, you're fucking bandwagon fan with the Diamondbacks. And I was like, bro, are you for real? Like, sure, I'm sorry, you're right. Hopped right on that bandwagon. Never mind me standing in the square in 2001 when we won our first World Series. No, fuck all that. And the pain and misery, especially the pain of getting knocked out of the NLCS by Colorado when I lived here, because you got to eat that shit sandwich the next day at work. It sucks. Anyways. So now that I'm off of my pissed off reasons to be pissed off at Joel Embiid and Philly fans. Anyway, all jokes aside, the Knicks do move on with a 4-2
win.
But I'm going to be honest with you. I liked it. I liked that smack. Even when Joel Embiid was whining like a little bit and when he got left in, when he shouldn't have, I kind of liked all that because it added a little salsa to the mix. And honestly, the team and the team that I feel really should have won this series, the Knicks, that is, right? We're just talking on pure play, talent, and ability, right? The team that really should have won this series did. And so I'm not upset about it. And everybody knows that low-key I root for New York teams because of my roots. My family roots go all the way to New York. Both my parents were my mom was born in upstate New York in Waterloo, and my dad was born in Puerto Rico and migrated to New York City and grew up in Brooklyn, actually. So I do low-key root. I'm rooting for the Rangers in the East and the Leafs. I like upsets, though, a lot. So sometimes I have to, like, root against teams I like for an upset. I do that. But anyway, so that's the sports of the league. It has been crazy. I'll be over there, like, begging my shows to, like, post the show, right? Because it just gets that way sometimes through the winter months and stuff when you ain't got nothing to do and you ain't outside much, right? And then the NBA and NHL playoffs start, right? And it's absurd, like, how much time you don't have to watch TV because you're busy watching a good game. Like, I have every intention of trying to at least have on my phone this. Oh, no, you know what? I need to call my Boston Bruins son-in-law fan over. Like, hey, man, just come over and see if you guys fuck this up. Wow. Like, fix it like that.
We're watching Game 7 with me, my guy. We'll see how that turns out for you. That's how you word that one.
Dude, where is the fun in that? You sounded just so lame.
Of course, you're supposed to sound lame. So when they get there and they lose, you just look at them like, you handled it just like you did last year.
I just want to tell you that I hate the fact that I got to wait like 2 years, probably one to three year range, you know, for, you know, the Spurs to really start to be relevant again in the playoffs, you know, Wimby to grow and to get some, a little more. You got to lose us a little early on sometimes to get some more talent around the guy, right? But anyway, the Spurs
have the worst record of the league, but yeah.
Dude, people aren't going to realize this, but I believe he had either, I would go with either, and this might be debatable, but he's had the best rookie season since the likes of people like Kobe. He's put up the best big man rookie season. I would go with Evan at this point. If you look at them, and you got to go look at the numbers, triple doubles, double doubles, block shots. Dude, three-pointers. Dude does it all, by the way. He's basically...
He's like 7'6". He's 8-foot fucking wingspan.
He's David Robinson, who can play ball like LeBron James. No, wait. LeBron doesn't even shoot the three that good. That's actually wrong. It's crazy. Damn. It's crazy when you can go, dude is 7'4 and shoots the three better than LeBron.
Yeah.
He's a big-ass Dirk Nowitzki. Bro, he a giant-ass Dirk Nowitzki. That's what the fuck he is. Bro can dribble. Bro can drive the lane. Bro got handles. Bro can block. Bro can shoot the three. Bro can shoot the leaner, the fadeaway, the jumper. Bro is a fucking giant.
You know who can do all that? You know who can do all that?
Talk to me.
Joker.
Bro. He a skinny-ass Joker. There you go. Because Joker and him are closer to the same size, so we'll just call him a skinny-ass Joker because he's still thin. He ain't put on his big boy weight yet. They don't know, bro. They don't want to
see what his big boy weight. Did you see what he did for his Halloween?
And he said, I don't plan on putting on that much weight. When he came in as Slender Man, yeah. That was great.
Yeah. I think we talked about it
on this show. Anyway. It has been a hell of a show, but we do gotta go. That is the end of the show.
Aww.
But good news.
So much fun.
May the 4th be with you coming up. Have fun with that. I really wish I had time to get me like a Darth Vader mask or something just to wear for the game. Like kind of go totally incognito. Never take it off during the game, you know? Or even a starship or stormtrooper mask. Something. Stay incognito the whole game. Never take it off.
Right.
Instead, I think I'm going to go looking more like a rebel. I'm basically going to wear a ball cap and then some snow goggles.
Together, we can rule the galaxy.
The galaxy.
Yeah, there you go. Boom. that's for the Revenge of the Sixth.
Revenge of the Sixth.
That's for Monday. The 6th, that's Monday, or the 5th, depending on how you want to really do it.
Saturdays, May the 4th miss you.
Sunday.
Revenge of the 5th. Holy shit, it's perfect. It's and fucking perfect.
Death of the 6th Lord on May the 6th. I don't know, I made that
one. You're trying.
I feel it, though. I feel you.
Well, I'm trying to get there because I'm like, Death of Palpatine just didn't sound cool. Sounded kind of.
No, it didn't.
Sounded like, actually, it sounded like
it sounded a little lame.
Sound almost like you're yelling something. Just like, Death to Palpatine! I mean, he is a politician. You know, basically, he's a politician. You know, he's a chancellor, so that's a politician. Anyway.
So if we need to rename the last one. You're not a Skywalker, you're a Palpatine. Just rename it that.
Now, you guys have a great, safe, and fun weekend. It's also Cinco de Mayo on Sunday. So it's going to be party time.
Yes.
If you live where Mexican people live,
where we live.
Hey, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. It's fun. Yeah. Anyway, margaritas and Cinco de Mayo shit. Orale. Wow.
Hey, what's going on? It's the Hungry Hustling American Dream Afro Man. Wake and bake, America. Yeah, you're chilling with Mr. Ashtray.
That's Mr. Trey, not Ashtray.
You're listening to Mr. Trey, and you know why. Yeah. Yeah.